the one and only Thelonious Monk here on the student radio takeover here on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. It's Don't Blame Me. I am in studio with Tom and Samia. Welcome back.
Assalamu alaikum.
Sorry. Oh, yes.
Assalamu alaikum. Sorry. I'm my mom's side are Lebanese. Mm. So, yeah, I just say something in Arabic.
We're here to talk about the referendum, the SFSS elections, and the proposed increase in the student fees for the Student Society, as well as the Independent Student Societies, the PEAK, CJSF, Embark Sustainability, and the Simon Fraser Public Interest Research Group. We spent a lot of time talking previously about the benefits of voting yes and what SFPERG and all these other organizations do for students and do for life on campus. Tom, what will happen if students vote no?
That's an interesting question. So thanks for asking that. I will be honest with you guys. Yeah, we all know things are like not good right now, right? Things are not the greatest, whatever. And I know SFSS has their own problem. And I do agree that, yes, they gotta, you know, get the things figured out, get the things together soon. But the thing is, that is some sort of like universal problem across all university or, you know, even in other corporation organization, you know. It's not something unique to SFSS or to SFU. And there's a lot of other factors that contributing to like the outcome, you know. So like it's important to kind of like not, you know, let one individual take the blame for like whatever bad thing happens. And you know, SFU, we are a commuting school. Like, look at how the campus is planned, the architecture. It is brutal. I gotta say,
it is
brutal.
It is of the brutalist school of architecture.
Yes, it is ugly. It is unwalkable. It has no sense of community at all. You go here, you go to lecture, and then you go home. That's it, you know. And do you really want to like keep having it that way? You know, like, is that really what you expect to get out of university experience? Just go to school, take class, and go home? Really? These organizations, they're here to kind of like help making the university experience at SFU a little bit less painful. Because, it just makes the campus more lively and you feel like you're not alone anymore. You have these people, the same mindset, supported you and everything. And you know, these students' society, they are the one that like they want to like keep the students in mind, and they are the one kind of like guarding the student right, you know. Like, if we get rid of them, then who's gonna protect our right, you know? Like, mm-hmm. Yeah, it is bad, but like things can get worse if we vote no. Mm-hmm. Like the school, the board of governor, they don't really care about students that much. The president is just like a synonym for CEO. And have you ever seen a CEO actually care about the workers? No. And yeah, like we are kind of like the employee rep, you know. We exist to protect the students' right. Just know that. Even if we have different way of doing it, we make mistakes because we are kids. We literally kids. I'm like 21, bro. It's fine, and you know, it's fine to make mistakes, and it should be allowed to make mistakes. But like, you know, there's a lot of good people in this student society, and they are trying to do their best to have the students' right, you know, protect and you know keep it as a legacy for future. I'm just gonna say that like if we vote no, then things gonna get worse. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that's what we want. And also I want to say something about the dental and health fee increase. by SFSS. Like, yeah, it's sad. And it's not sad. It's kind of like frustrated to have to pay more. But I want to point you guys to the person that's responsible for it. And it's not SFSS. It's Blue Cross. It's the one that offered the dental and health plan. The provider are the one increase the fee. And if we don't pay the fee, then they just stop the service, you know? It's not SFSS to blame. They are just like the middle person, you know? They are the middleman. They have no power over this. And yeah, this is exactly what I was saying when I said, oh, the ruling class want to like pit the working class together. This is pit against each other. This is exactly what they do. We are blaming SFSS and stuff like that for something that they cannot even control. You know what? I feel like if we start like a demonstration, protest, strike, boycotting, whatever, like maybe it would yield some better results to Blue Cross, you know? And yeah, and it not just like, I guess, like for real, like SFSS doesn't have, you know, any power in up or down your health fees and insurance.
Yeah, they kind of just have to take the healthcare company offers.
Yeah, so the one to blame is the healthcare, the Blue Cross, not SFSS.
Well, and I would say also that even if you might, as you say, be disappointed or angry or sad that the cost of the health and dental plan will go up, it's important to have that service. It's important to have that coverage if you need it, and it will cost way more if you need it and you don't have it, right?
Yeah.
And I would say again, also with just the student fee increase to support our organizations, it's $18 a semester, and you know things are expensive. Things are getting more expensive. $18 a semester is, I don't want to minimize what that might mean to someone, right? Because, you know, that's a meal, maybe, right? Mm-hmm. But it's also a meal, maybe, right? Or, you know, if you're being really, really fastidious and you know, buying all your groceries and doing everything you can, maybe it's three meals, right? Mm-hmm. Four meals. But over the course of a semester, you can get so much value back from these organizations by coming and engaging in what we do. I mean, you could probably get that much worth of like free food from our events over the course of a semester, right?
Yeah.
So, and that is the power of collectivism in that way. It's the power of being able to pool all of our resources together to do things for students, to do things for the people who are paying for these services. It's not that you're paying this fee and it's just disappearing and it's just, you know, you just attend university and that money's just gone. It's no, you are paying for these services that you're welcome, encouraged to come and use, come and be a part of, and engage with, and get so much more back from these groups than you are putting in, right?
Yeah.
Samia, you also wanted to mention other ways that students can help. Can help support this referendum. Obviously, one thing is to vote yes in the referendum, in the link that gets mailed out to you on Thursday or that you can vote Thursday and Friday. What else can students do if they're interested in helping support the cause?
So for starters, they can pledge to vote. They can share the pledge link, or they can just verbally tell their classmates, their peers about the upcoming election and how we would really appreciate their support. They can also endorse our referendum question. And one thing that would be completely and very necessary is sharing the campaign content, and so that people are actually aware what it's about, because most people are really easy to dismiss the referendum question, like, oh, it's just an increase in prices again. I don't really want to do like engage in that. But if they're actually informed on the things we do, how they can, as you were saying, how they can get a lot, like they can get their money's worth and a lot more And I feel like if our campaign content is shared and if some people are eager to volunteer and support for the campaigning, they're going to know what we actually do and why this is so, so, so important for SFU and SFU student community. So the first thing is voting yes, but the rest is just sharing the word.
Yeah, I mean, there are 30 to 40,000 undergraduate students, right? So sharing with 10 people, that becomes a meaningful amount of potential votes to sway. So you can use your voice and amplify that, and if you care about this, you can help get your friends, your community, your fellow students to vote yes as well.
And we have like a whole website page with all the information in it, and we also have like Instagram account and with all the information on it. It's called Vote for Student Life. Let me check the actual name. It's called I'm not really on Instagram, so I'm takes me a little bit of time. Yeah, it's called Vote for Student Life. Four is like the number four.
The number four. Vote for Student Life.
Yeah, that's it.
Great. Anything else either of you wants to share about the referendum or about PERG? Or?
Maybe that because there's the elections upcoming, this is definitely the time to take control in our own hands and be informed students who make a good decision for their own well-being. So instead of just ignoring the whole referendum and ignoring the whole election process, I would say that everyone should get involved in whatever minimal way they can and just vote, just like, you know, make their own decision and make their own choices.
Yeah, and this is really one of the chance, how to put this, this is like one of the most impactful things you can do when it comes to participating in elections and referenda, just because of the scale of everything, right? Like aside from a small town election, this is probably the smallest electorate that you will really get a chance to vote as a member of, and that means that your vote is worth that much more, right? So get out there and do it. Cool. Thanks to both of you for joining me during this student radio takeover. I'm going to leave with a bit of music. This is by Waveform Mountain. It's called The Hermit. Don't be a hermit. But, well, I guess you can vote even if you are a hermit because it's all online. But don't be a hermit. Come out and, join our organizations. Come see for yourself. You can vote on Thursday and Friday. We ask you to vote yes for, I'll just say both referendum questions, but particularly to help fund our organizations. Thank you. And this is The Hermit.
Leaving everything behind. cook. Might shift the food fast. Won't be the diversity in your grand app. Can't take my ideas for your trash app. Gonna have not, don't want what the haves have. Left wing pinko nut job. Scream at a politician like you had one job. Flipping houses like pages in a catalog. If you want the truth, better check out the travelogues. Looking at my squad, we the better and the best. Drag Galen Weston by the sweater vest. Renovate my set, then they tell us to invest. Feeling like it's all one big test. Fund a genocide at the blink of an eye. Take their sweet time before they pay your eye. Art washing crime, so we turn a blind eye. Wanna do it through my rhymes? Nice try.
On 10, caught me all in a spectacle. Attention, economy, stage optics. I push the politic on the stage and stay plotting till my show fees rival the global arms sales profits. The dissonance alone will make you nauseous and scream. Moral bankruptcy is the scene. Trauma on your feed, the worst things you've ever seen. And here's Piers Morgan to gaslight you live on screen. Style biting rappers, that's very bland. Real ops collab with the feds, now that's a deadly brand. They disappear when they get the message like Remy Shan. Cause agencies do more than shoot photos, that's no Getty stamp. Celebs ain't even stars in this movie, they guest parts. Say I wrote the raps, now that's tech bars. And you know that check's large. Now please stand for the Star Spangled Imperial Death March.
Madison with Run That Back here on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. Before that, you heard Marlowe with Fender Tears off of his latest release, Professional Irregular. My name is Leslie, and I hope you've enjoyed today's playlist. We covered some topics that I couldn't get too deep into, but today's mainly about music. It's about highlighting great music from great musicians who also happen to be Black, because it's Black History Month. Hope you enjoyed that. Hope you found something that resonated with you, and you'll check out those musicians of interest. And as we wrap up the show today, I want to encourage you to tune into more great CJSF programming, like Speak Up, Listen Up, Act Upon with your host, Charlotte Sister C. Farrell. Her show is about a variety of topics like nutrition and writing and senior advocacy. And you always learn something new off of Speak Up, Listen Up, Act Upon. So check it out. It's Fridays from 10 to 11 here on 90.1 FM, CJSF. Right now, you're listening to the final track on today's show. I love this musician. I just recently started listening to him. It's Harrison. You heard him a few moments ago. This is Feels Like Yesterday with Jaleel Shah. I'm Leslie on Typically Tuesdays. I'll talk to you very soon.